Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's aerobroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Monty McGrills. Check them out at montymcgrills.com for the next barbecue that you need in your backyard. Tell you what, I've got two of these things, one at the beach house, one over here at my other house. I tell you what, these things are amazing. You want to check them out at montymcgrills.com. Lots of power, lots of stainless steel. These things are built stout. Today, we are doing our second midweek special on a Thursday for you guys. Thanks for tuning in today. And there's so much to talk about out there. I thought, let's do another one. I teased you on Tuesday when that one came out about some of the Amazon buys out there. And I tell you what, the Prime deals have been amazing this year. And last year, I kind of dogged on them a little bit that there just wasn't a lot of great stuff out there. This year, man, there has been a ton of stuff. And first off, my friends at Aqara, so it's A-Q-A-R-A, these guys, I've got a lot of their stuff. I do a lot of testing of their stuff at my house, and they have come out with some great products today. And let me tell you what's cool about this. They came out just releasing today their Camera G100. So it's the Aqara Camera G100, and this is a great buy. Couldn't talk about it before today, but this is designed for both indoor and outdoor use. The Camera G100 features a compact IP65 rated design, 2K resolution, color night vision with spotlight, offering 24/7 protection for your property, even in low light conditions, which is super cool. It's got a wide compatibility with major smart home platforms, including Apple Home, Alexa, Google Home, and SmartThings with RTSP support, and can also stream to Home Assistant, Frigate, Blue Iris, and other compatible software. With a strong focus on privacy, the cloud storage is end-to-end encrypted, and recorded videos can be stored locally to a micro SD card and an NAS server. So super cool how this works. 140 degree directional field of view, and it's got a 2304 by 1296 resolution, which I think is super cool. So that is a great deal with that. There is so much stuff. It's got local and cloud AI detection for smarter security, anti-theft lock, integrated events, voice changing. It can actually, there's options there. So this is a really cool system here for such a great deal. So impressed with this. And I tell you what, this thing is so inexpensive. This just came out today, $34.99. Yeah, the Aqara G100 2K Indoor Outdoor Security Camera, $34.99 on Amazon. What a deal. That is so amazing for what that is. Now, another product that's coming out with them that's super cool as well, and this is a new dimmer switch that I'm excited to try out. I've got one coming my way here as well. And this is the Aqara Dimmer Switch H2, the US version. The Dimmer Switch H2 brings smart light control to traditional dimmable lights, enabling easy management and automation of room brightness. It's engineered to accommodate all the households, regardless of neutral wire availability. So sometimes in older homes, you don't have that white neutral wire, which means you're limited on what switches you can do, which also limits you on the lights you can use. So this really simplifies both buying and installation process for DIY users. And it uses both Thread and Zigbee connectivity. So this is designed to offer enhanced flexibility. And here's the big one here. It's really going to future-proof your interoperability across the new Matter-enabled platforms, including Amazon Alexa, Apple Home, Google Home, Home Assistant, Homey, and Samsung SmartThings. So this is a really big deal, actually, for a switch. Many of the other switches, you're running into issues where you have to go out and figure out what light you have to work with. This one basically eliminates most of those situations. Now, if you're going to dim a undimmable light, of course, that's not going to work. But when you're dealing with this, it's really got it set up for working with those different lights. And I think that's super smart. The other thing I like is it's got dedicated buttons for intuitive and silent control. And you can customize the light brightness for every occasion. This H2 dimmer switch offers not only full range dimming, but a smooth flicker-free transition. So more customization is possible when the dimmer is used in the Zigbee mode, including transition settings, so users can configure how quickly the light switch between full, on, and off, and custom brightness limits. So this is really great for people like me that design lighting scenes in homes where maybe you only need it only to go to 75% brightness because you did it maybe for cleaning or finding stuff. You can get it lighter in there and add more lumens to the space. What's cool about this is it really lets you set the brightness level so when you hit on, it only goes that far instead of blowing out the entire room with all this light. So there's some really cool stuff with that that makes a lot of sense. And so this is a really cool switch. Now, what I'm excited to see on these is when we come into pricing on these things, because so many other products out there get pretty expensive. And I like that when we're getting into these switches. Now, this one here, brand new today, which I think is really cool, super inexpensive, $49.99. And so that is something on Amazon that is so much less than $80 to $100 for the other entry-level switches out there. So this is super cool on how this works. It's going to save you a ton of money, which I think is really good. And for $50, that's a great deal. So this will work with incandescent halogen lights, CFLs, LEDs, ELV loads, and TRIAC, which is very cool how this works with so many different things. So there's a lot of cool tricks with this. Now, the other thing here is that's cool too is I'm really looking forward to working with their new smart doorbell, which is the G410. And that one came out today, which is awesome. Now, this G10 is one of the coolest things I've seen come out for a while. And again, it's a really cool one. So I'm excited to use this. We're going to be installing that this weekend. So I've got one there as well. Now, coming out today is that G410 doorbell camera hub, which I think is super awesome. And here's the thing. I have had some issues over the years with the Ring products because it seems that once, like that printer, once you're a couple years in, it doesn't ring the inside doorbell. You have all these other issues with it. And it really doesn't work as good as the day that it came out of the box. Now, the new Aquara smart doorbell camera, the G410 with Chime, it's got a 2K camera, HomeKit, secure video, two-way audio, built-in Matter Hub, wireless and wired, supports Apple Home, Alexa, Google Home Assistant. And here's the cool thing. It also works on the 2.4 and the 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi. $129. And this is a really good-looking one. And what I like about this thing as well is you can actually plug in this Chime on the inside. So even if you don't have a doorbell system that's working correctly, that's wired with all that stuff, this will get you there. And it's a really good way to go. So I'm excited about this. Now, Aquara is a leading provider of smart home solutions. These guys are great. I've been using their stuff for a while. I think they're serving over 12 million customers right now with it. So really cool stuff. I enjoy their products. And out of a fairly new company out there, they have worked really well and have been easy to work with, which I think is a lot of fun. So there's a lot of cool stuff there. Now, these guys have also a lot of Prime Day deals out there as well. And let's talk about that for a second. Their Prime Day deals, like their smart lock, their U200, 33% off. Original price was $269.99, on sale for $179.99. Their Camera Hub G5, which is great. I have one of those at home. $199 regular price down to $149, so 25% off. Their camera protect kit, the Y100, was $139, down to $99. The E1 camera was $54.99, now down to $40 basically. So take a look and see what you like out there. Most of their stuff is out there on there between $20 and 33, and actually the Hub E1 is at 39% off. So there are some great sales out there for many of these things, and that were already affordable, and they've brought them down price-wise, so they're much more affordable, and I think that is super cool. So take a look at that on the Prime Day deals out there. These guys, if you're looking for smart home tech, this is a great one. Now, I wanted to talk about something here too, guys, that would be, I've been watching these builders in my neighborhood build these homes, and the thing that's been frustrating is watching these million-dollar homes not get really weatherproofed right. They've really messed up. You've heard me talk about not doing house wrap correctly, just doing the bare minimum to beat bare minimum code. And what happens? I drive by the Habitat for Humanity homes that are in my area that are low income homes that they're building a whole area. They got a whole bunch of land there and they're putting probably 7 or 8 homes and there could be a little less. These guys are doing it right. They did a full liquid membrane on the outside of the house. So hats off to Habitat for Humanity for building a much better, more resilient home than many of the million-dollar plus home builders in my area. So it is really cool to see Habitat for Humanity going in there and showing up the local builders saying, we are going to build something that these people are going to have last. And it's going to be something that's really going to last in a storm. We get driving rains, everything else. They are not building to the minimum. They are building to the maximum. So really, Habitat for Humanity, hats off. Job well done. Good to see you guys taking waterproofing, building science, taking that so seriously for people that might not be able to afford to go in and replace that siding in 5 years, which I would guess would be the average looking at how these other people are building these homes. So hats off to Habitat for Humanity for doing a great one. Guys, we got a great show coming up this weekend, and we'll talk about it tomorrow in our little tease that we do here on the podcast. A great show coming up this weekend with some stories that we really haven't talked about and some topics we haven't talked about, so it's going to be a lot of fun. To find out more, head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. I'm Eric G. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time.
Life is a love song. Let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand. I know where to go. All over the radio.
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.